Today is Tuesday, February 11th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Alma Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Santa Clara March 13th and Washington, D.C. April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from EdTech81. Bill O'Donnell is joined by Rob Raspberry, Ernie Bailey, and Scott Tyner talking about digital signage. Scott Tyner starts off talking about the difficulties that come with setting up and maintaining a digital signage display on campus.
Sometimes you sit there and look and you go, there's a TV and a digital signage box. What are all those cables for?
Exactly.
Like, throw some extra cables back there for the fun of it, right?
Well, or they'll get a 20-foot HDMI cable to go from the computer that's mounted on the wall behind the TV to the TV. And, oh, we found a 30-foot network cable. We're going to plug that in. And, you know, the ISE cables are extra long for both the computer and the display. So we're going through and fixing that up for them as we can, or as they get noticed. We're putting in some sort of managed power system. We like Middle-Atlantic's rack link system.
Mm-hmm.
So we can, you know, plug a 2-outlet box into a network jack. So if we need to reboot either the player, we're replacing their computers with, you know, some much less expensive players that also reboot a whole lot faster and everything. And aren't looking for a keyboard and a mouse every time they reboot.
Mm-hmm.
So we can reboot that, or we can reboot the display or reboot both of them remotely. And that allows the content person to spend more time developing content. And so you're not going up and seeing messages, you know, seeing a little Windows error message or RSS feed not available running across the bottom of every screen.
Or my favorite, the blue screen of death.
The blue screen of death, that one we can get to usually fix pretty quick. And like I said, those that we're putting in a remote power switch, we can fix them real fast. Our help desk may get noticed before anyone even realizes that it's down,
mm-hmm.
and we can reset it. So we're kind of providing that service for them, if you will,
mm-hmm.
And letting them do the content delivery. cleaning it up.
When you say they do marketing, Ernie, what kind of are you – literally, is it advertisements for the hospital itself, or are you
for the hospital?
Okay.
We got this new clinic opening up. We've got a new, you know, big name physician coming, or we're doing free screenings for breast cancer next month, or you know, anything like that.
Yeah, and I think what you just talked about the piece on that sits on the network that allows you to reboot that box. Super cool. I think fits even really well into the AV as a service model, right? Because these
yes.
integrators now don't even need to come on campus. Better yet, if they're really smart, they can program some type of they ping this box on occasion, and if they yeah. don't get a response, they just reboot it.
Yeah.
All right. We've had some issues with some of our DTP boxes, and so our programmer actually usually around the middle of the night or so just goes and just kind of does a cycling reboot of the stuff and everything. Now, that might actually, you know, if you're a programmer or if you're an integrator, you just go, oh, well, at like, you know, 11:30 at night, well, here, we'll just reboot the digital signage and everything. But once again, that's if I was a programmer, because, you know, that's the easiest thing to do, but still.
I do have to laugh, though, because you talk about the work that they've done. I have to admit, I think in hospitals I've been in, they have the worst digital signage installation. I mean, I've seen a TV, you know, a monitor sitting on a wall, and a good foot or two over is the outlet. And it's like they didn't coordinate.
No.
And it's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Or, you know, they will have already had an outlet on the wall for something else. They'll mount the TV there, and they'll mount the display will be up, and then they'll run a network cable. The network guys or the cabling guys will come over and say, well, the TV was in the way, so I put the network jack over here to the side.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.